Yeah, what's up, y'all? I'm sick as a dog here. So, in my best Barry White impression, I'm going to carry on with the show. Is that all right with you? Well, you don't have a choice. Just grin and motherfucking bet. Come on. Big Angry Phil. I keep it real. While the motherfucking puppets dance, protest is wine. Every damn time Trump speaks, they shit their fucking pants. Blocking traffic, fucking fantastic. They watch the news and then they cry. Can't get to work, 'cause their feelings is hurt. Wish these cocksuckers would die. Oh yeah. That's right. Big Angry Phil Podcast 95. God damn, almost up to 100 with these motherfuckers, huh? What should I do for the 100th show? Anything special? Go party somewhere? I don't fucking know. I barely know what I'm gonna do for this one. But anyway, let's get it cracking, alright? Now, as I said earlier, I am fucking sick. Got whatever nasty-ass cold is floating around. Plus, I'm in the middle of a long shoot. Matter of fact, I'm recording this right before I go to work. So, let's see what happens here. Motherfuckers are protesting again. Well, I sincerely hope they don't fuck up downtown L.A., where I have to be in a few hours. I mean, what is this going to accomplish, you fucking asshole? Somebody snaps their fucking fingers, and you motherfuckers have to write up some signs and march in the streets and accomplish fucking nothing. Do you really enjoy doing that? Is that how you like spending your fucking weekends? Marching with a bunch of fucking lemmings? Well, speaking of fucking downtown LA traffic up, I got stuck at this bullshit earlier in the week.
But because so many people take the 101 into downtown LA and make that connection to the southbound 110, those freeways are being affected as well. All because this man decided to climb up earlier this morning onto the overpass. This shirtless man, he's waving firefighters. And
this is a guy in his underwear that climbed up on one of the freeway signs.
One we believe,
and hung some signs off of
him. Assignment desk that said, "Give a hoot, don't pollute." That was
great,
one of the signs.
Great message.
I don't know if any of the other ones were political. Now he's doing some little gesture, little dancing.
He's fucking dancing up there, yet he won't fall off.
And he is as well. Definitely a little uneasy, this man is. Not
so they shut down the entire southbound 110, one lane of the northbound 110, and all the connectors to the fucking south 110, which fucks up a lot of other freeways and roads.
Again, those safety cushions are on the freeway down below. And look at down below, all these resources. Again, firefighters, LAPD, CHP officers,
just
all
for this
blocking
one jack
the southbound
off.
Side of
just
the 110
for
freeway
attention
for this guy
whore.
Here coming away
this
from the floor
fucking
level.
Whore.
And on the northbound side, that's the side that's moving, but ever so slowly.
Cocksucker.
The far left lane
asshole.
Is blocked there. And again, traffic is being impacted on all
they've got crash
freeways,
pads
the
on the freeway.
Level,
they've got a million cops, a million fire
if you
engines.
Do have to make it into downtown LA, and this goes on much longer, and you can try Figueroa. That's a surface street, but it's corked up. All
that's
the side
a surface
streets
street.
Are building
I, gee,
up.
I live in
well.
LA. I had
the
no idea.
The 10 is not
Figueroa
being impacted all that
street.
Much as of yet, unless you're making the transition from
is
either
the
direction
gayest
of the
helicopter
10
guy
to the
you've ever heard, by the
110.
Way.
And the southbound Harbor Freeway.
This is the voice
of
the guy on the
point.
Sign.
You can't get on
have.
The freeway and make your way down towards the 10, towards USC, South LA, and down to the 105 freeway. But it's this whole area just south of the 4
look
level.
At this
the 4
shit.
Level is on the north side of downtown
just for this
LA. That's
one
the cocksucker the
right in the middle of fucking rush hour on Wednesday.
On the southbound side, you see the freeway sign there. South 110 heading into San Pedro, South LA. From the 101 freeway here.
You're
those
fucked.
Lanes
basically,
are blocked.
You're
as
fucked.
As we
if
wind
you don't know how to get around it, you're fucked.
And 4th Street.
You're
south
fucked.
110 coming out of South Pasadena. That's that.
You should have just draped that banner over.
Arroyo,
you're fucked. Ha ha.
In America,
that should have been his
it's
sign.
Narrow as it is. Now, it's just not moving coming out of South Pasadena because all these lanes are blocked. A tremendous backup on the South Harbor and South 110.
Thanks, asshole.
Here. And below again, he's
you
just
happy
not,
now?
He's just,
did you accomplish
you know, kind of
what you set out to do?
Now it looks like he's making a move. ICHP officers, they're going to get a chance. They're going to grab him.
No, they're
and
not.
And bring this to an end.
Nope, he's going to climb up
yeah,
higher.
And hopefully get these lanes reopened. So it looks like he's down. We're going to move a little bit now, and we're going to see if we could get a better vantage point.
This is such
him behind
bullshit.
The sign here. Once again,
this is
South
absolute
110,
fuckery,
right
man.
In the heart of downtown L.A., just
I have
south
no
of the
sympathy
101.
For people
That's
like this.
What
None.
We call the world-famous four-level, that Cloverleaf interchange. Yeah,
Rick,
let's see where he is.
Rick,
it looks like he may have come down on the wait. They're
no,
moving.
No, he didn't
now
come down on anything.
The,
he's climbing.
He's
climbing
back
higher.
To the side. He's on the far left corner. If we tilt the camera up just a little bit, and they just moved the cushion over with him.
There shouldn't
and
be any cushions. If he jumps and he hits the pavement, too
Whoa.
Bad.
And they do have that cushion down.
Wow.
So,
Rick, you've seen a whole lot of things up from Skyfox over the years. Do you remember seeing something like this?
We have seen
I've
situations
seen everything.
Like this where people have climbed
How
up.
How long have I been doing that?
You know, on cranes and buildings, and you know, some of those individuals, are not.
Every guy talks
sound
like this now.
Suicidal.
This is how every man sounds.
You know, on the bridges here in Southern California, we have seen freeway signs as well. Happened. It's rare, but this guy. Again, they don't think he's suicidal. They just think he's just trying to get attention. He
Duh,
climbed up
really?
There.
Is that what he's out to do?
Now he's
Thanks,
just sort of
Sherlock. I couldn't
Let's
figure that one out.
And those inflatables are a good 10 feet off the freeway surface, inflated with air, providing cushion in case this protester does fall on the southbound side of the 110 Harbor Freeway here, just south. Oh, there he goes. Backflip. Wow.
He did a backflip off the sign onto the pad and really onto the corner of the pad.
He
almost missed
Hands
it.
Up.
And that would have been awesome. That would have made all this worthwhile.
He did a little like diving move. He did that intentionally. He looks like he's safe and he is going to be arrested now.
He should be
And they're
beaten.
Gonna be able to wrap this up. We'll see if we can re-cue
he be
that.
Fucking
he did
beaten.
A backflip.
Everybody who is stuck in this shit should be allowed to get out of their cars and beat this guy. Listen to these assholes. They thought the backflip was so cute, they want him to cue it up and watch it again. What the fuck? What the fuck, you fucking jack-off asshole dickhead? Why is it that every loser with no job likes to fuck with everybody who has a fucking job? Don't fuck with my money. You know how many fucking people you made late for this fucking shit? Fortunately, I had the sense to leave early because I know Wednesday is one of the worst commute days of the fucking week, number one. And number two, I got word of this. I heard this on the news as it was happening while I was on the 101 on the way to downtown. So I got the fuck off the 101. You know, and I didn't need my Waze or Google Maps to tell me where to go. You know, I've lived in Los Angeles all my life. I know where the fuck shit is. Okay? Imagine that. Committing fucking shit to memory. Nobody fucking does it. Everybody's scrambling for their phones. Oh my God, Waze, what do I do now? It's too fucking late. No, I got the fuck off Benton, went down to 9th Street and took that into downtown. They got me right around this fucking bullshit. But goddamn, the 101 was clogged up way the fuck back. Because of this. Because of this asshole. Because of this fucking douchebag who has nothing fucking better to do. He wasn't even a jumper. He was just some fucking druggie with no shirt in his underwear running around on a sign. And then hanging more stupid signs off of the sign. I can only imagine the conversation he has with his friends the other day. He's like, hey, bruh, you know what would be cool, man? It's like, watch me hold up traffic for all those poor saps that have to go to work, man. Yeah, fuck them. Fuck the conformists going to work. They're Trump people. Huh? Fuck them. That's the mentality these people have. They think they're getting back at Donald Trump somehow by fucking up everybody's commute! By keeping Joe Sixpack from getting the fucking work. This guy should have been beaten to death. Now, why weren't the cops shooting at him? You know, if you see some crazy motherfucking nut on the fucking freeway sign, he's up to no good. He's of no use to society. Fucking shoot him in the head. Pretend he's an unarmed black teenager and shoot him in the fucking head. Use your imagination. Oh, it's a white guy. Better not shoot him. He might contribute something. Bullshit. The only thing he contributed is making thousands of people late for work. You know, somebody could have been fired because of his ass. You think he's concerned about that? You think he cares about that? Oh, that's what he gets, a conformist. You know, your boss is going to want to hear excuses why you're late for work. Yeah, sure. A guy was jumping. Yeah, right. Whatever. You're fired. Get the fuck out of here. This guy ruined lives. He should get at least 10 years of jail. At least. No, he won't. He'll get a little fine, a little slap on the wrist. Just don't do it again. Fucking asshole. Fucking asshole! This really pisses me off. I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's usually some fucking jumper, quote unquote. You know, just another attention whore pretending to jump and never actually does. And then it gets arrested eventually, but ties up the freeway. And it's always during rush hour. It's always on one of the busiest freeways. Always. Attention fucking whores. There should be a zero tolerance policy for that. If you see some motherfucker on a freeway sign or somebody climbing over a bridge, just shoot them on sight. Just kill them. Kill them. They have no business of being, okay? They are useless, they are worthless, and they should be fucking worm food. I have no fucking sympathy for anybody that blocks up fucking traffic for stupid fucking bullshit like this. Tired of this shit. You know, this shit has got me fired up. It's actually cleared up my fucking sinuses a little bit. I can sort of speak normally. I have absolutely no patience for shit that blocks traffic. Especially for something stupid like this. There shouldn't be any crash pads. There's only one way down. If he hits the fucking pavement, too fucking bad. They should leave the blood stain there. They should put a chalk outline around the body and leave it on the freeway for everybody to remember this is the asshole that caused all the trouble. Here he lies. Just leave the whole fucking body on the freeway. I'll have fun running it over. So will a bunch of other fucking people. Cocksuckers. You know, for as much as people like to complain about Russia and Russian bots and all this, I guarantee you that Russia would not have put up with shit like this. If they had some guy climbing on the freeway signs, they would have shot his ass down. They don't put up with shit in Russia. People like to think, oh, the cops here are evil, the cops are bastards. You haven't traveled around the world. They are far worse. And they definitely would have no tolerance for this fucking shit. They need to adopt that fucking shit here. Like I said, stop shooting all the black kids and shoot these motherfuckers down. We will all cheer for you. We will all be on the cop's side if a lot more of that was going on. This guy's name is Alexander Dunn, and apparently he's a rapper or something. He performs under the name DeFree. I've never fucking heard of him. Must be really good. And apparently somebody was recording this shit somewhere, and they were going to put it in a music video. Motherfucker. This motherfucker. Does he have any records out? Does he have a song out? Let me see what this asshole sounds like. Maybe this guy is so fucking talented that I could forgive this publicity stunt. No, it wasn't. Apparently, this is a song that the video footage was shot for. It's just a big goofy white guy. So clearly he's not a serious rapper. So I don't know if he's a parody of mumble rap or what, but fuck you, Dub Free. It's gonna be a fucking headache already. Why does every fucking rap song have the same fucking beat? Dirty, dirty Sanchez. He's trying to be funny. Well, you know, when you hold me up in traffic, it ain't fucking funny, dickhead. I really love it, so I do it every night. Might let you kiss my ass if you ask really nice. I just wanna blow up. I just wanna blow up. Make it stop. Jesus Christ, make it stop. I hate this generation. I hate this fucking generation. And this cocksucker, this fucking faggot, this fucking douchebag ruined everybody's morning just so they could get some fucking footage for this faggy song. Fuck you, DeFree. Enjoy your white fucking privilege and not get any jail time for this bullshit. You know your black brothers definitely would've. And look at all the comments below this video. It's a bunch of generation durr that likes this kind of shit. Oh, good job, bruh. Fuck you, all of you. All of you should die. Every fucking one of you. Worthless. Useless. Well, speaking of worthless and useless, Toys R Us is officially out of business. And everybody is so sad.
For For generations of Americans, Toys R Us was the place for bikes, trains, and video games.
Not really.
But last night, it all ended when the last Toys R Us stores closed for the final time.
Good riddance.
It's something that I grew up with, and to see it now empty, it's just sad.
Yeah, how many things have you bought from
Toys
there
R
lately,
Toys R Us was founded
lady?
By Charles Lazarus in 1948. The company grew to become the biggest toy seller in America with more than 800 store locations.
Yeah,
but in March,
you have
Toys
online
R Us
shopping
announced
now.
It would
Goodbye.
Shut its remaining stores, following years of financial struggles, increasing competition, and flagging sales.
This is probably a story more about mismanagement over the course of a couple of decades, not just a digital story. It's not just Amazon ate our business. It's
That's part of it, though.
We did a deal with too much debt. We weren't smart enough to expand our online
footprint. No, because we didn't want to grow up.
And we mismanaged the process.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Who made that version
of
the
song? As shelves began to empty and doors began to close, tributes and memories of Toys R Us were shared online.
Maybe it's Triple X Tentacion.
They told us we would have severance.
They told us we would have severance.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
I don't feel sorry for any of you fuckers
has
either.
Left some employees
I worked at Toys R Us. Well, go find another job.
Were told they would not receive severance pay.
What the fuck are you working at Toys R Us for?
But the Toys R Us name may not be gone for good.
Why not?
It and trademarks like its mascot Jeffrey will be
Jeffrey the
off.
Pedophile giraffe. Yeah, let him die too.
So sad.
Yeah, one really nice note out of Raleigh. They closed their store early because an anonymous donor bought $1 million worth of toys, bought them out, and was donating.
Aww. That's something I miss growing up. Serious newscasters. You think Walter Cronkite would have said, aww? No, I doubt it. What is this fucking reminiscence of Toys R Us? Are you people fucking kidding me? Are you really that upset that Toys R Us is gone? When's the last time you were in a fucking Toys R Us? And I gotta tell you something, it certainly wasn't for this closing sale they've had either. They had stuff marked down 50, 60, 70, 80, 90%. I actually went to the one at Burbank to see if I could get a board game. I wanted to get a copy of Battleship. That old game. See if there was any chance they had it for cheap. Nope. Everything cleaned out, pretty much. They've had this sale going on for months. And all the good stuff was gone. They had a lot of crappy board games. And you know what else they had a lot of? A lot of Star Wars shit was left. You can see the legacy Star Wars has now. Holy fuck. Thanks, Disney. There's something I grew up with that I'm kind of sad to see ghost. The Star Wars franchise. I'm not mad about it. I'm not upset about it. I just accept it. That's the way things are. Things fucking end. Things fucking close down. Was that Toys R Us crowded for the big closing sale? No, hardly anybody in there. Hardly anybody's been in there for the last 20 years. That's why they're out of business. You motherfuckers are crying online about it. Shut up. You're crying online about it because you cry online about everything because it helps get you likes. Oh, he cared so much. He's so sad to see it go. Like. That's what it is. You're attention whores. Just like the jack off on the freeway sign. You're attention whores. Toys R Us is a shithole. It's always been a shithole. It was a shithole when I was a kid. I used to go to Toys R Us. I was never ecstatic about it. You just go in there and look at the stuff. That's all. Very rarely did you buy anything. Not at those fucking retail prices. Fuck that shit. Especially lately when you could get anything online and anything for some kind of discount. Why the fuck would you go to a shithole store like Toys R Us and pay retail for it? Why would you buy a video game for $60 when you can get it for $20? Right? Same reason I don't understand why people buy video games and shit like that at Target or Best Buy. Why the fuck would you pay full price for anything? And there's so many ways to get it cheaper. Fucking Best Buy, that's another store I can't understand why it's still around. That's got to be on its way out sooner or later. When's the last time you bought anything at a fucking Best Buy? The only thing I can think of recently is sometimes you have to replace your mobile phone charger because you lose them. Now, other than that, the fuck Best Buy? You gotta be kidding me. But Toys R Us, are you really sad that fucking Toys R Us is gone? Fuck them. They could become something useful now, like Amazon warehouses. Maybe you could put the homeless in there. I don't know. What do you do with these old Toys R Uses? They're all over the fucking place. Toys R Us, Babies R Us. Yeah, they were done a long time ago. It's not like they're the first big store to close. I mean, tons of them have closed. Were you sad when Montgomery Ward was gone? I used to go there when I was a kid. I used to go to fucking Woolworths, at Thrifty's, at Sears. Sears is still around, but barely. Kmart. I mean, are people really going to be sad when the last Sears store closes? I certainly won't. All of them are pretty much closed around here. Good fucking riddance. That's what happens to shithole stores that can't compete in today's market. There they're gone. Goodbye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Was I sad when the JCPenney's closed? No, fuck them. Am I going to be sad when the last Macy's closes its doors? No, fuck them. They couldn't do it soon enough. Stop acting so sad when these fucking businesses close down. You know the reason they closed down? Because you ain't going there, you fake fucks.
I'm so sad that Toys R Us is closing for good. I used to go there and my children went there.
Shut up. Shut up. You love it so much, why don't you stand in front of the bulldozers when they come to raise the building? Huh? Well, in case you don't feel enough sadness, here comes our local news coverage of
final
the story.
Final farewell to Toys R Us.
And from them as well. The beloved toy store is closing all of its stores today. And it is the end of an era. Some Toys R Us
ended about 20 years ago.
Closed up shop yesterday, like this one in Porter Ranch. Last week, or this week, I should say, a picture of Jeffrey the giraffe was posted on Twitter. He was saying goodbye to an empty store.
Again, would Hal Fishman be going, "Oh, isn't they cute?" No, he wouldn't.
Who say they're going to miss the memories they made with Toys R Us?
It's sad. It's kind of the end of an era where you take your kids in. I had my
couldn't hide your Starbucks cup, huh? You fat blob.
Running down the aisle to the toys. So I think we're going to miss that.
I think we're going to miss that.
Yeah, but these are the same people also who have been shopping online, which is why Toys R Us is going out of business.
Did the news anchor form his own opinion? You're not allowed to do that.
Promise us just this one thing. Don't ever grow up. Play on. Now, there play is on. Good news.
Was that part of their slogan?
Have some of their stores in other countries open, for example, Canada.
So you'll have to go to Canada to shop mm-hmm. in person.
Sharon Tay used to be so hot in the 90s. Boy, did she hit the wall. Jesus Christ. Looks like a tranny now. Might have been a tranny all along. But Jesus, who cares? Why is this such a big deal? Why can't people let this go? And you know these fucking fakers that are getting on the news saying, "Oh, I'm going to miss Toys R Us." You haven't been there in fucking years. I'll bet you haven't been there in at least this decade. Fake motherfuckers. You're not sad about it. If you were sad about it, you'd chain yourself to the building so they wouldn't tear it down. Fake motherfuckers. Tired of it. Let them go. Let them all go. Let all these useless stores go by the wayside. We don't need them anymore. We don't need them anymore. We don't need Toys R Us. We don't need Best Buy. We really don't need Target, for that matter. God bless Walmart. They have everything you fucking need. If you have a problem with Walmart, go fuck yourself. I love fucking Walmart. The people there, on the other hand, I could do without. Now, speaking of toys and things and video games, or however that stupid Toys R Us song went, I want to talk about video games a little bit. I am a bit of a gamer. I'm more of an old school gamer. I don't really give a shit about any of the new stuff that's trending, like Fortnite. I never gave a shit about Call of Duty or that kind of stuff. I like playing old school games for the most part. I do enjoy some current ones. I mean, I do have a PlayStation 4. I do have a Wii U. I don't have Nintendo Switch. Usually what I do with video game systems, I wait till they're out for a while. Then when they have a nice pile of games and they get cheaper, then I might get it. Right now, there's really nothing on the Switch that grabs my attention. All right, I'm fine with PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, and anything before that. I still play Super Nintendo. I love 2D platforming games. That's my favorite kind of game. And I like when gaming companies today, indie gamers, they make new school 2D platformers. I like that kind of shit. That's the kind of game I like. But there's a story now that the World Health Organization is recognizing video game addiction as a mental health disorder. I see it more as yet another excuse to blame video games on society's ill, something they've been doing for a long time. Remember when Congress went after Mortal Kombat in 1992, 93? And Night Trap and stupid games like that? They're still doing that shit. They're still blaming video games for all the violence in the world. They gotta blame something, right? God forbid they blame fucking parents or anything like that. And I love when the mainstream media covers stories like this, because, you know, they have no idea what they're talking about. They still think that video games for kids, they think we're all still playing the Atari 2600 and Pac-Man and shit like that. And I love when these stuffy suits try to act like they know anything about video games.
New alert from the World Health Organization about video game addiction. The organization is now
designated. He's really having a hard time saying organization.
A mental health condition. ABC's Deborah Roberts is here with more. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Michael. And this is a move Good that morning. Has stunned
Go
many
fuck yourself.
In and out of the medical community. Some saying it's about time we recognize the intense pull of video games, given the science that shows there could be some addictive nature to them. But
bullshit.
Others are wondering whether disorder.
If it's addictive, then you're weak.
They're everywhere. On your TV, your computer. Even on your phone.
Why won't they stop? I can't control them.
National pastime. This morning, the World Health Organization raising a red flag. For the first time, adding gaming disorder to their list of addictive activities, likening it to substance abuse and gambling disorders.
Get Chris the Davis, fuck dad of four, out of
saying
here.
He was addicted to video games.
He's a loser.
Point, spending up to 18 hours a day playing in his basement.
A way to shake that gamer stereotype that they're all a bunch of nerds that live in their mom's basement.
Saying learning to set boundaries helped him save his family.
Now I'm a year better, a father.
You're a father?
My marriage.
I have a job. Who would marry this fucking clown?
The WHO says
I'm glad I could shake my video game addiction.
Gamers aren't able to control how much they play, impacting their lives for 12 months or more.
A lot of people use games recreationally, use games.
How's it any different from somebody who watches too much TV?
For a subset of people, this becomes compulsive and really addictive.
An estimated 60% of Americans play video games every day, with 2.6 billion gamers across the globe. But only 3% of them are affected by the disorder. Leading some
well, then what the fuck do we care? What does it matter? 3%. That's nothing.
Diagnosis of mental health conditions.
Acting like it's some kind of fucking crisis. 3%.
The International Game Developers Association telling ABC News there are serious and troubling consequences to the WHO's creation of a gaming disorder when games are used as a coping mechanism for stress, anxiety, and depression. Adding the
like cigarettes.
And common sense around how video games are played supports the conclusion that video games are not addictive.
Now, some medical experts also question the wisdom of classifying gaming as an addiction, some saying it may open the floodgates and weaken the seriousness of what has been traditionally considered addiction. But Chris Davis, that father of four, begs to differ, saying
father
he
of
had
four.
To work hard to kick
he
his
was a
addiction.
Dork that played 18 hours a day in a basement. Now he's a father of four?
And that he's feeling
that's a bigger problem.
After rehab, so in his case, there was really something.
How about
going
child
on.
Addiction
going on? And good for him that he took care of it. And good
should
for
have
him
killed
his
himself.
Well.
Is what he should have
Deborah,
done.
Stick around, and we're going to bring in Dr. Dave Anderson from the Child Mind Institute.
What is with the speech Anderson, impediment this guy has? How did he become
how
an anchor?
How big of a deal is this? This has now been classified as a mental health disorder. So
disorder. Spit the crackers out of your mouth or something.
Not without some level of controversy. It's something where the diagnostic criteria are still very stringent. I mean, they require 12 months of addictive behavior around games before you can get the diagnosis. But it represents a campaign by, you know, parents worldwide to
yeah, God forbid parents actually monitor what their kids do.
Their children spending a lot more time.
Yeah, well, he's in that basement down there. He's quiet.
So how do you know what's a lot more time? How do you know my child?
This guy's voice is killing me. How in the living fuck did he become a news anchor?
Age, we think about time
spent. Got fucking Sylvester the cat anchoring the morning news.
Stringent guidelines for kids under age 6.
Fuck a cat. Gaming is addictive.
We don't want to replace activity. That are really important
the World Health Organization.
Face-to-face interactions
fuck out of here.
Or making sure the kids are engaged in sports or exercise.
And Deborah, I realize
yeah, forget
there's
it.
Some technology out there that helps you monitor how much time you are spending on tech.
On devices, because we're not just talking about games, we're talking social media, and you and I have teenagers, and we know they're glued.
What'd you do that
believe
for?
Believe it or not, Google is actually announcing that it is going to come up with new features to help you monitor, maybe limit your screen time. Apple,
oh
with its
God.
New
how
update,
about
is actually
you
going
just
to have an
fucking,
Apple screen
you know,
time
watch
to
your
help
kids?
User monitor. Not necessarily
what a novel
suggesting
idea.
An addiction, but suggesting that some people might be spending too much time.
And if you are, Doc, and if you realize
maybe
you
if TV
have a
didn't
problem,
suck so bad,
what is some of your best advice for kicking the addiction?
Right. Somebody should kick you in the face.
What technology companies are doing, there's been a lot of pressure placed on the technology companies, but now, you know, the acknowledgement of gaming
is not being a fucking loser.
Opportunity to seek treatment for these things or to
perhaps the tech companies to keep you from being a fucking loser.
What parents can do, a lot of this is setting boundaries from the start. It's making sure that you've got, you know, boundaries around the time you spend as a family or the amount of time you want your child to spend on at night, making sure they still have time for homework. Then it's also to watch out.
How about just stop having fucking kids? Wouldn't that solve everything?
Like anxiety or
stop
depression.
It. Stop having kids, you fucking idiots.
Like kind of retreating into gaming.
What a bunch of fucking shit. You know what this all is? It's just another thing to pin the world's problems on, video games. And that's something they've been doing for quite a while now. Everybody's a victim somehow. Everybody's excused from responsibility. It's always something or someone else's fault for my fuck-ups. Or for my child's fuck-ups. These evil video games. He's in a basement 18 hours a day. Well, what are you doing about it? The video games aren't holding him hostage. Nobody is forcing him to be down there. What are you doing to get him out of there and get off his butt and do something? And let me tell you something. Back in the Nintendo days, I was a teenager, all right? And home video games have just come back around. Now, the Atari has been around for long before that. Then there was a couple of years off because the Atari went out of business and nobody made anything for a while. And then Nintendo kind of brought it all back. Super Mario Brothers, etc., etc. And during the slow summer months, yeah, I would play video games most of the day. But what the fuck? It was summer. I didn't play every single second of every single day. But the games were getting longer. You wanted to finish them. It wasn't just about getting high scores. The thing is, these days, these fucking politicians and all the do-gooders out there who have no idea what video games are, they still think everybody's playing Pac-Man and Centipede and shit like that. Simple shoot-em-ups that they used to have in the arcade, you know, almost 40 years ago. You know, games now are really complex, really detailed, and even back in the 80s, they were starting to get longer and more evolved. You know, it wasn't just shoot-em-up, get a high score. It was now about going on adventures and exploring things like The Legend of Zelda. I spent an entire summer playing both quests of Legend of Zelda. And somewhere in the closet, I may have a tape of this. If you're familiar with the Angry Video Game Nerd and shows like that on YouTube, in 1987, for whatever reason, I recorded game footage. I hooked up the VHS. I hooked up the NES to the VHS. God knows why, what the fuck I was thinking here. But I hooked those things up and recorded the game footage and then plugged in a microphone to the VHS. For whatever reason, it had a microphone jack. And I was narrating as I was playing it live. And cussing up a fucking storm. Here I was, a 16-year-old dorky kid in the summer of 1987, getting my ass kicked in Legend of Zelda. And I was just cussing up a storm. I'm sure I was throwing out racial epithets. You know, I was a dumb fucking kid. I was an addict. I didn't feel like I was shooting up heroin. I could easily turn off the fucking game. You know, and if the game is really pissing you off, you turn it off anyway. Like, fuck this game. Of course, you come back to it later. I wasn't some fucking addict. This guy in his basement 18 hours a day, that's a loser. He's a loser. Any kind of addict is a fucking loser. If you can't stop doing something, you're a fucking loser. But again, you know, the media and the politicians are going to use this as an excuse as to why kids are, you know, shooting up schools or failing in school or being just general fuck-ups. It's video games' fault. See? It's addictive. The World Health Organization said so. It's addictive because, you know, five losers in the world can't get their shit together. Again, it makes me think back to those infamous congressional hearings on violence in video games in the 90s. You know, Mortal Kombat came out and all hell just broke loose. You look at Mortal Kombat now, it's like, this is pretty fucking tame compared to today. But to watch those old tapes and listen to these stuffy old white politicians describing video games is fucking comical. And the leader of that movement was Joe Lieberman. Remember him? He was a vice presidential candidate at one point. Thank God he didn't fucking get in. Well, I'm going to play some of this tape and... Remember Droopy Dog? Remember that cartoon character? You know what? I'm happy. Well, that's this guy, except he's anything but happy.
It's a privilege to co-chair this joint hearing with you.
Welcome, Mr. Excitement.
As chairman of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Juvenile Justice, you've been out front in protecting our children and frankly, and occasionally protecting the rest of us from our children, from minors.
From ourselves.
In terms of their ability to obtain...
Boy, guns. This guy must be the life of the party.
An amendment on the crime bill, which I was...
Can you imagine this guy with a hooker? Come on, baby. Let's get it on.
Every day, the news brings more and more images of...
Suck my dick.
Violence, torture, and sexual
abuse. Eat my asshole.
Into our living rooms.
It's on the just taxpayer's the, dime. Ha, 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 ha.
The dreadful story of the young girl abducted from... a slumber party in her own home.
Was that video game's fault?
And then found killed.
Was that video game's fault?
A man on a commuter train begins coldly and methodically to fire away at innocents on their way
oh,
home.
Oh, that must be video game's fault. People aren't just crazy by themselves.
Violence and violent images permeate more and more aspects of our lives. And I think it's time to draw the line. I know that one place parents want us to draw the line is with violence in video games.
God forbid they
do
it themselves.
The new generation of
Let's
video
have the
games
government do it for us.
That, line
that always works.
The most horrible depictions of graphic violence.
Mind
and
you,
sex,
this is 1993.
Including particularly violence against women.
You know, the 16-bit
like
era was still kind of a new
these
thing.
Video games threatened to rob this particular holiday season of a spirit of goodwill.
Oh, for
Instead
fuck's sake, go fuck yourself.
A child's mind. These games teach a
Sadly,
child
this asshole is still
to
alive.
Enjoy inflicting torture. For those who have not seen these so-called games before,
oh, you mean
I
like
want
you?
To show you what we're talking about. What you're about to see are scenes from two of the most violent new video games. First, we have Mortal Kombat.
Mortal
which
Kombat!
Which is a martial arts contest involving digitized characters. We're going to show two versions of the game. In the first segment, which is Sega's version, blood splatters from the contestants' heads.
After you put
when
it in a
player
code.
Wins, the so-called death sequence begins. The game narrator instructs the player to finish, and I quote, finish.
It also says
opponent.
It on the screen.
The player may then choose a method of murder, ranging from ripping a heart out to pulling off the head of the opponent with spinal cord attached.
Yes, and of course, after
Second
Mortal Kombat,
Nintendo,
all kids were pulling people's
out
spines
blood
out.
And decapitation,
Stupid
but as you
ass.
Will see, it is still a violent game.
Somebody pulled this guy's spine out a long time ago. And of course, now they're fumbling with a TV set to try to get the footage on. These fucking politicians cannot do anything right. Now they have some intern or somebody try to fuck around and try to get a picture on the TV. Because God forbid any of these clowns could do it.
Should we come back to it later, Kathy?
Yeah, why don't we
I
do that?
I presume that the kids who are playing these games have more success than we this morning at
oh,
showing
shit.
Them. The second game is Night Trap, which
oh,
is a game
Night Trap.
A
yeah, that was a classic.
House. The object is to keep
Sega CD game. Those were wonderful.
The young woman from a hook or drilling their necks with a tool designed to drain their blood.
What game is
Night
he
Trap
looking at?
Uses actual actors and achieves an unprecedented
I wouldn't call
level
them
of
actors.
Realism. What is particularly troubling about the scene in this film that we have an
How
extra,
well did you do in the game, Joe?
A graphic depiction of the violence against women with a
oh, well, violence against men is A-OK. This almost sounds like a speech you'd hear today.
This segment deeply offensive.
Like you're looking into a crystal ball.
That it simply should be taken off the market.
Yeah.
Now, these games are just the beginning, these two we've talked about. Every day, new games are appearing on the market. Last Wednesday,
I bet you could
fact,
name one
we
of them.
Announcing our intention to introduce legislation to create a rating system for video games, and
thank
to hold
God
the
they didn't. Thank God the
one
industry is policing itself, and you fucking assholes aren't doing
yet
it.
Another brutal video game, which is called Lethal Enforcers.
Another Sega
this
CD game.
Game encourages players to shoot this gun, which is called a justifier.
A toy gun. Imagine
words,
that.
This is the hand.
I guess he's never seen an NES Zapper or any other fucking toy
play
gun.
The game by shooting it at the screen and the more.
Well, you never had a cap gun
powerful,
as a kid. You never played cowboys and Indians or anything. Lion cocksucker.
CD technology.
The CD technology was so great back then.
Available, and there's no way.
That video quality of the Sega CD was top-notch, wasn't it?
Next on the horizon,
you can't even tell what the hell is going on.
Interactive video games, which
those full motion video games were awful.
TV screens over cable channels.
Now, when did that ever happen? Fuck's he smoking?
Some members of the video game industry announced their intention to create a voluntary rating or a warning label system.
Now the footage comes on.
Are we ready?
Clearly you're not ready.
Okay. I am pleased that the video game business, by this action, has shown that it recognizes that there's a problem here.
There is no
credible
problem.
Credible rating system will help parents determine which games are appropriate for children of different ages.
Why does he always assume it's just children that play these games?
That's what our legislation contemplates. But I must say,
he thinks like little 5-year-old kids are playing Mortal Kombat. Bullshit.
The very least the video game industry can do, not the best they can do. It would be far better.
Kids should be more like you, a lying cocksucker politician.
If the industry simply kept the worst violence and sex out of their games.
What's sex?
Now, I have three major
concerns.
What
game is he seeing that there has sex in it in the 90s?
First, there are questions about the system itself. Who will do the rating? Will all manufacturers participate? How many age-specific ratings will there be? Will the industry spend money to inform parents about the meaning?
This really
of the
kept
ratings?
Them up at night, didn't it?
Second, the rating system must not be perverted into a cynical marketing
not perverted like
to
me.
Attract children to more violent games. A rating system
gotta
without
save
some
the
industry
children.
Self-regulation
save
may put
children.
Us just where we don't want to be. We must
oh,
not
fuck
allow
yourself.
The industry to trumpet a violent rating as a selling point. Third, the industry must
it's
work
always
to enforce
a selling point.
Whatever rating
the more violence
creates,
there is, the more kids want it. That's how fucking shit works.
And contracts which specify that ratings will be clearly visible.
As soon as you tell kids not to do something, they want to do it.
By parents and consumers. Distributors, including video rental stores or toy stores, should face
remember those?
Some kind of incentives or, in fact, penalties from manufacturers
penalties,
if they
yeah.
sell or rent to children
we'll teach you bastards.
Below the minimum ages in the ratings. Because of these concerns, Senator Cole and I are certainly going to proceed with our legislative proposal.
Yeah, there's nothing
Since,
else important going
we
on.
We believe that our announcing the intention to introduce this bill has helped us get this far. Going forward with the legislation is the best insurance that we get as far as we can. In
this guy must have had a
problem.
Stroke or something. Why does he talk like this?
Let me stress that a rating system will only be as strong as the weakest link in the distribution system, from manufacturer to advertiser to retailer. And the industry, I think, must make sure that all those links are strong. I want to note here for the record that we contacted
Isn't all this for
the
record?
Biggest toy stores. Toys R Us and KB, among Rest others, I believe Walmart also, to invite them to join us today. But they failed to respond, and I'm disappointed by
they
that
They told you
decision.
To fuck off, and rightfully
they
so.
They, too, have a responsibility to cooperate in creating a credible system to keep adult games out of the hands of children. Without their cooperation, no rating or warning label system can work. Even if all of these concerns with a rating system are addressed, the video game industry, in my opinion, will not have done as much as it should do to avoid creating more violence in our already too violent society.
Oh, so the video games are creating all this violence, all the wars.
For the industry,
even the ones that occurred
behind.
Before video games were invented were caused by video games.
Control themselves.
Stupid
and
idiot.
Simply stop producing the worst of this junk.
And nobody knows more about producing junk than the government.
Technology existing today. Millions are being
spent
to gain the interest of our children in that
technology. Awesome 16-bit technology is so realistic.
But when they gain that interest, I think the industry also accepts a responsibility. As Bob Keeshan, who was Captain Kangaroo, said last week,
leave him out of it.
The industry has a responsibility to nurture healthy children.
No, that's the parents'
society,
job.
Or at least, I would add, not to undermine the attempts by parents to nurture healthy children.
Yeah, you know what? Parents don't make any attempts anymore.
The video game industry has not lived up to its responsibility to America's
Its responsibility
parents
is to make
children.
Money.
That's
it. I hope
they will do so in the coming months, at the least by developing a credible and enforceable rating system, and at best by taking the worst games or the worst parts of those games off the market.
Well, how did that work out for you there, Joe? Not only the government did come up with a rating system, but thank God for that. The fucking industry said, all right, we got our own shit. You fucking stay the fuck out of it. You know, this thing goes on for well over 2 hours. There's no way I'm going to play the whole entire thing. But a lot of people, this is infamous, this tape. A lot of people have seen it. It's not Lieberman. It's a whole bunch of these fucking cocksuckers with nothing better to do, whining about these two particular games that really, especially if you look at them today, are not that fucking bad. I mean, Mortal Kombat, it was, everybody knows Mortal Kombat, all right? You know what it was? It was an answer to Street Fighter 2, okay? In the early 90s, fighting games like that were the big fucking thing. And, you know, they were in the arcades, and then they, about a year later, they wound up on the home consoles. Back then would have been the Genesis or the Super Nintendo, and later the Sega CD, where Night Trap showed up. Anybody ever seen Night Trap? It's not a good game, okay? It's really, really cheesy. It's really, really stupid. And these fucking assholes have their panties in a wad over it. They just released a 25th anniversary version of it on the modern consoles. I think they cleaned up the video a little bit, but that's it. I mean, that's all you could do. They didn't make any new video. You know, Dana Plato, remember her? She was in Different Strokes, and she died soon after this game came out. That was probably the best thing to do. Later on during this hearing, the presidents of Sega of America and Nintendo of America. I think Bill White is a Sega guy, and then Howard Lincoln is this little weasel that was the Nintendo of America guy. And he was trying to kiss ass for a little bit by saying that how proud he was that the Nintendo version of Mortal Kombat was censored. Well, it bit him in the ass because Sega and the Genesis outdid you in sales that year and the next couple years. And then when Mortal Kombat 2 was ported over to the home systems, Nintendo said, holy shit, we got our ass kicked here. Put the blood in Mortal Kombat 2. They did, and the Super Nintendo went back on top. See how that works? See what happens when you don't cave into government pressure? People get on your side. And much to Joe Lieberman and the Senate's chagrin, video games are still around and more violent than fucking ever. The shit today makes Mortal Kombat look like fucking Space Invaders. It's nothing. You can play Call of Duty with very realistic graphics. You blow a motherfucker's head off and there's blood splatter on the camera. You know? But are kids running around doing that? I think kids know the difference between fucking video games and real life, all right? And really, I don't think it's a bad thing if a kid wants to stay inside and play video games all day. Hey, at least it keeps him out of fucking trouble, right? He might turn into some kind of fat fuck. But again, that's on the fucking parents. The parents need to watch their fucking kids or not have any fucking kids. All right? You know, if you're in your basement 18 hours a day, well, hey, at least you're out of trouble. You're a fucking loser, but you're out of trouble. You know, this Lieberman and people like him who are so concerned about what happens to children. Anytime somebody's obsessed with children like this, the first thing that pops into my mind is this fucker's a pedophile. It's just like all the anti-gay politicians we have. One's always running around whining about gay marriage and gays in the military, gay relationships. In the news the next day, what do you see? Senator so-and-so was caught in the men's room stall blowing somebody, right? Every fucking time. So the anti-gay freaks are fucking gay. And the politicians that are always worried about what children do are the ones that are doing the children. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. And since we were talking about video games, I'm going to put on one of my favorite piece of video game music from Chrono Trigger, Remains of the Factory, right off the Super Nintendo sound chip. The 90s. Where all music was better. Video game music, rock music, hip hop, all music. Music today fucking sucks. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at, BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook and you're sick of everybody fucking whining about Donald Trump and everything else, well, come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Follow me all over social media. Instagram, Big Angry Phil. Twitter, at the Big Angry Phil. Find my shit on SoundCloud, Big Angry Phil. If you have the TuneIn app, and I suggest you get it, get all the Big Angry Phil you can handle. Look for me on the TuneIn app, Big Angry Phil Podcast. Don't look for me on Snapchat, because that's for hoes. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the Tom Liker Show in his final year. TomEverywhere.com gets you the app right on your phone. And of course, you want to listen to the Gary Adino Show, GaryAdino.com. That's it. Be back later. See ya.